Here are today's top stories. The Chicago Public Schools accidentally sent out 500 acceptance letters to students for selective enrollment programs and schools. Are you kidding me? You know how hard those parents and kids work? CPS can't get a break. That's the worst. You know what? CPS should be forced to give those parents a voucher. And I don't mean to get into a school. I mean to go live somewhere else. Here you go. Here's a voucher for a 3-bedroom house, 2 cars, and your pass to the Highland Park Beach. So sorry. So sorry. A night after the Wisconsin primaries, and both Senator Cruz and Senator Sanders are saying that the tide has turned, and they are the new front runners in the race for the White House. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump responded by pretending they never heard of the state. What's Wisconsin? Is that Canada? Oh, you mean that socialist state? Nah, they don't like winning and they probably don't use email, so moving on. When's it North Dakota's turn? That's important. Amnesty International just put out some sobering numbers. Executions are up around the globe, the highest number in over 25 years. So maybe you want to think about that the next time you illegally download that new Kanye record. Yee, that was a very late night talk show of me. And legally download that Kanye record. Very Letterman. Country legend Merle Haggard passed away today at the age of 79. Actually, on his 79th birthday. Wow, what a way to go out. And just like a country singer, bum everybody out in the process. Happy get the guitar. In other news, Rob Kardashian, the brother who quit the reality show Keeping Up with the Kardashians, got engaged today to internet celebrity Black China. I don't know. It just seems so sudden, Rob. I hope everything's okay. I hope this isn't just a cry for help. No, I don't care. Who cares? Huge news for civilization. This one I do care about. A study says that humans get aroused when touching robots. So don't give up. Life is going to get really interesting in the next couple of years. When reached for comment, the robot said, that feels nice. Reboot. In weather, April showers bring May flowers, or back to 30-degree temperatures. I forget how the saying goes. In sports, the Cubs and Sox are 2-0. The baseball gods are on Chicago's side. Which side? We don't know yet. Except the Sox have to play 4 games in Oakland, and the Cubs just get a day off. 2 games in California, and then they're like, hey, take a day. Take a day. You deserve it. Next stop, Arizona. Have some fun. Great starts for Adam Eaton, Jose Abreu, Todd Frazier, Anthony Rizzo, Jake Arrieta, and Dexter Fowler, none of which are on my fantasy baseball team. Matt Kemp. What am I thinking? Trade them all. Blowing up my team already, 2 days in. The Bulls are in Miami after losing to one of the losingest teams out there right now, the Memphis Grizzlies. Not only losing, but getting blown out. But the Pistons lost, so the Bulls are just 2 back. There you have it. It's a true race for the 8 seed. Who's going to lose more? Hey, great news. The Warriors unexpectedly lost to the Timberwolves last night, so their quest to beat the Bulls' 72-10 record is in jeopardy. They got a win out for the final 4 games, 2 of them against the San Antonio Spurs, their rival. I hope they don't get it just to watch ESPN let lose it and start crying on the air. So close. So we had a whole package put together. Montage. The shining moment. The Blackhawks won again last night, and they're pouring on the offense. 6 goals. How about it? They've won 5 of their last 6. It was like a week ago that we're like, nope, they're done. Not even going to make the playoffs. Okay, fine. They're going to get swept in the first round. Maybe win the first, but they're going to get swept in the second. Now here they are on a streak. Tomorrow night, they got a nice little tune-up for the playoffs against the Blues. The Hawks are down 4 points with 2 games to go. Not impossible. Not impossible. Somebody wake up the downloads grandpa. The Masters starts today. Grandpa! Grandpa, golf! Huh? What hole? And finally tonight, big news for the Chicago economy. Strip clubs are now able to sell booze and have topless dancers at the same time. The only thing they left out of this story is that the dancers will be robots.
My name is Charity. Yes, I'm also a real estate agent. Would you like a dance? No touching. No touching. Ooh, reboot.
Well, that's the carry out for April 6, 2016. Hey, I threw in some extra soy sauce packages for you because I like you and I believe you deserve it.